What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Reaper Report. I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to come back and still listen. I know it's been a while. I could give you reasons why, but you know. Anyway, we're here, we're back, and I am going to do my best to come back on here and give y'all stories that you want to hear. Maybe you didn't know you want to hear. You know, I'm also going to be covering some things that I am also learning. And I do want to share that with you. So today we are going to be diving into the enigmatic story of Kenny Veach and the mysterious M Cave. Now, my boyfriend, bless him, he is the one who told me about this about 2 years ago, whenever we first started dating. And I have had this information kind of in the back of my brain. I've been looking at it. I've really been trying to look at it from all angles and think, okay, what happened to Kenny? Is it aliens? I mean, now that, you know, there's actual proof that it's out there, shout out to my Navy pilots. Hope y'all are okay. And, you know, there's Area 51. And just kind of like, is it aliens? Did he decide that, you know, this life was it for him and he's done? What happened? So today we are going to be talking about Kenny Veach and the M Cave. In November of 2014, Kenny Veach, an experienced hiker and explorer, set out on a solo trek into the desolate desert landscapes of Nevada's Nellis Air Force Base. Armed only with a video camera and a sense of adventure, Kenny embarked on a quest to locate the strange and elusive phenomenon known as the M Cave. So what began as a routine hike into the desert would soon take a dark and mysterious turn, leaving behind a trail of unanswered questions and speculation that continues to baffle investigators and armchair detectives to this day. So Kenny Veach was no stranger to the rugged terrain of the Nevada desert. As an avid hiker and adventurer, he had spent years exploring the remote corners of the region in search of hidden treasures and forgotten landmarks. But his quest to find the M Cave would prove to be his most elusive challenge yet. As Kenny ventured deeper into the desert, he recorded a series of video logs documenting his journey, as one would normally do, right? But in his final recording, he described encountering a large, strange, unsettling sensation as he approached the entrance to the elusive M Cave. A sensation he felt it felt like he was vibrating, and he felt that feeling just all throughout his body. Have you ever gone somewhere and felt just like a, it's very subtle, but you can kind of feel the tingling on your arms, your fingers, your hands, and sometimes your whole body? If you were in or know about subtle energy, then you'll probably relate to what Kenny felt. So now we're going to look into the search and speculation of everything. So naturally, whenever Kenny failed to return from his hike, his at the time girlfriend had called in to the local police, and search teams were dispatched to comb the area for any sign of him. Despite their efforts, there was no trace of Kenny or the mysterious M Cave that could be found. Speculations and theories began to swirl, and with some suggestions that Kenny had stumbled upon something sinister lurking in the depths of the desert. And he's in the desert, so he could have been exposed to the elements. He may have not had everything that he needed. He could have gotten caught. There are various critters that are out there. You never know. So others had speculated that Kenny had simply become just disoriented or injured during his hike, leading to his disappearance. He only had his phone. His phone could have run out of battery. He could have been using it for like a map, you know. But, you know, as the days turned into weeks and then months, the mystery of what happened in Kenny Beach and the true nature of the M Cave just remained shrouded in uncertainty because no one heard from him. They couldn't find this M Cave, and that was just that. So for me, I was curious. I was like, what is this M Cave? Because the legend of the M Cave has captured the imagination of adventurers and conspiracy theorists alike. And some believe that the cave holds the key to ancient mysteries or even extraterrestrial encounters. Well, some dismiss it as nothing more than a mirage or a figment of Kenny's imagination. If we're going to go on the theory that he could have been disoriented, he could have been dehydrated, and that could have been the M Cave that he saw from his previous hikes, and he wanted to go and find it again. And there's no concrete evidence of its existence ever being found. There have been plenty of hikers that have went out after this trying to find it, but they haven't had any luck whatsoever. But, you know, they're going to continue to search. And, you know, his fate is just remains as tantalizing as ever. It's just so close. It's right there. And if they could see that M Cave, then maybe that could be the answers to finding Kenny. Of course, this case, you know, Kenny Beach and the M Cave is just a reminder to all of us, really, the dangers and mysteries that lurk whenever you go on uncharted territory. Yes, it sounds great to go and venture out and go see, but please, whatever you do, be prepared. Let people know where you're at. Let them know, hey, I'm going on this hike, I'm going on this trip. Even if it seems trivial to you, it could save your life. And there's a lot of speculation in this case that Kenny wanted to go and just call it quits for himself. He wanted to go out and be in the middle of nature and the desert where he felt at home. That's where, you know, he got his thrill seeking on, and he wanted to unalive himself, or he wanted to go and, you know, just let the elements take him. We're not going to know at this point. His girlfriend did come out and say on Wikipedia, I'm sorry, not Wikipedia, but you can find it on Wikipedia, that she does believe he was struggling with some things, and that's what happened. He went out and took his life into his own hands. And I do think that there could be, now that we know that, you know, there are extraterrestrials that are out there and we've got video proof, you know, it could be something extraterrestrial. But he was around Area 51. There was a video that Kenny had commented on, and it was the son of an employee from the area who worked at Area 51. And so that's why a lot of people think that, you know, it could be that connection. So I'm not 100% sure. I think that he could have been exposed to the elements, and that's what happened. And he thought that, you know, maybe he could do a little bit more. Or if indeed he was actually struggling with some things in his mental health, then, you know, it could have been that. Either way, it's unfortunate. It's sad because his girlfriend doesn't even have any closure on that. She's still left guessing. And so that is unfortunate. But, you know, hopefully we'll, as time goes on, maybe we'll be able to get some information on it. So all right, everybody, thank you so much for taking the time to join me and listening to the case of Kenny Beach and the M Cave. I really, really appreciate it. If you want to hear more, please make sure that you subscribe to TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. Check me out on Facebook. I'm on X, which is now or formerly known as Twitter. I'm still trying to get used to that because I remember when I was in high school signing up for it. It was great. Anyway, so please make sure to join us next time as we continue our journey into the unknown. We're going to continue exploring the most intriguing mysteries and unsolved cases from around the world. Until then, I'm Lexi. Thank you so much for joining in on the Reaper Report, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.